Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 8th day of December, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Lord Christopher Monckton will be joining us from day two of the Copenhagen World Government Establishment Summit that is going on. We'll be covering all the latest developments with the ClimateGate fraud and another huge development today. Copenhagen Climate Summit in disarray after Danish text leak. They told the third world they were going to be given all this money from the global taxes. Turns out it's all going to go to private central banks. That was in the treaty. That's what the big banks have been saying they were going to set up for at least 20 years. But this is new news to the world. Now the summit's in even more trouble because the third world is finding out it's a screw job to shut down their industry. They were sold by the same IMF and World Bank that have been robbing them for more than half a century that this was going to empower them and that this was going to be a new tax on the West. No, it's actually a tax by Western banks on them and on the people of the West. This is a huge new development. Also, investigative journalist at the London Telegraph, ClimateGate, Barack Obama's rule by EPA decree is a coup d'etat against Congress made in Britain. That is the headline. Governor Jesse Ventura, fresh off the premiere of his television show last Wednesday, to record all-time ratings on True TV, formerly Court TV, will be joining us to talk about a host of issues until the bottom of the hour. Then Lord Christopher Monckton coming up in the second hour today from Copenhagen, Denmark. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that. This is going to be extremely informative, and I'm lining up a bunch of other reporters to be on with us this week and next week in the 2-week-long summit, or roughly 2 weeks, was a 13-day-long summit being held in Copenhagen, Denmark. So that is all coming up today as well. Also, more on Senate leader Harry Reid comparing opponents of health care reform to supporters of slavery. You don't like socialist government? You're a racist. It's the N-word. Has nothing to do with it. They just inject that in there. When this is actually government slavery, making you buy insurance, making you have more money taken out of your taxes for this whole eugenics soft kill program that is modern healthcare, and with a $41 billion cut a year in Medicare alone that the Democrats have stripped out of Medicaid and Medicare, even more than $41 billion total, just $41 billion with Medicare alone. So they're the ones actually raising taxes, cutting services, while meanwhile invoking race cards and slavery. Again, they're race pimps. They use race as a tool of division. We're going to be breaking that down today as well. Also, I've gotten some emails of people in denial. We have confirmed that around the country, gun shops, Walmart, gun shows are demanding Social Security numbers and ID cards that they scan or record to get into gun shows. And some gun shows are just getting the last four digits. Yes, that is really going on, and we're investigating that as well. Very, very serious, because it's being done outside of the law. It's being done literally just as a form of intimidation by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and now explosives. They're always changing their name as they run around the nation basically intimidating people. But when we get back from break, Governor Jesse Ventura will be on with us to talk about the huge success of his number one TV show, number one on True TV, part two airing 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night on True TV. We'll talk about the upcoming episodes as well and a lot more. His last interview, he's doing it with us before he leaves to Mexico for a few weeks of surfing. I bet he wishes he was in Hawaii. They're recording record waves there right now.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. All right. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I am again honored to have a former Minnesota governor, movie star, top wrestler, best-selling author, XFL and NFL commentator, and so much more, Governor Jesse Ventura, with us until the bottom of the hour. Lord Christopher Monckton joining us coming up 52 minutes from now from the Copenhagen Global Government Summit. But I wanted to get the governor on, and luckily I caught him because this is his last interview. He is leaving in the next 24 hours to Mexico for a few months of surfing. And so we are certainly honored to have him on with us. Governor Ventura, good to have you here.
Good morning, Alex.
So this is your swan song before you escape to Mexico.
Hopefully. Actually, I'm not leaving within the next 24, but I would tell you it will be within the next week.
Okay, because I talked to your wife, and she thought you were leaving.
Well, but I don't know. Maybe she's going to pack me up, and we'll be out of here tonight. I don't know.
That was last Friday.
They're usually in charge.
Boy, I tell you, you have been busy. Well, congratulations on the television show being the highest rated new show in True TV history. Massive viewership.
Well, it did well, you know, considering all the options out there, Alex, and that there's, you know, literally hundreds of stations that a viewer has to choose from. They couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. And I want to thank your listeners in that, because they're certainly a part of it. Now, the key now is to keep the momentum rolling, and hopefully the show will grow. Hopefully word of mouth will get out there, and there is a buzz, believe it or not. and hopefully the show will continue to grow in viewership, and that way it'll pretty much force their hand. They'll have to redo for more, and then we can continue our investigations and continue enlightening the public and asking the questions. Can we get definitive answers? Not always, because naturally we can't put anyone under oath and threaten them with perjury or subpoena anybody, but we certainly can pose the question and continue to question authority, which is good, in my opinion, and to hopefully get more people involved in the process and wake the lemmings up a little bit.
So did you lose the bet? You betted that the show wouldn't air with your crew, or your crew bet
that... I happily lost the bet. It was a gentleman's bet, so, of course, there was nothing involved, no material or monetary involvement. But I happily lost the bet. I never thought that... I thought at the 11th hour someone would come in and pull the plug on this project. They have not. The first one aired, of course, on HARP last week. Tomorrow night should be on the infamous 9/11. And, again, I defend myself by saying this. I went out and spoke to three different people who were all at the site when it happened. And within that day, the other gentleman spent 256 consecutive days there working. And all of these interviews I do with these people tell a far different story than what the government told us. Now, you then ask yourself the question, who do you want to believe? Do you want to believe the government bureaucracy and the bureaucrats in Washington that weren't there? Or do you want to believe three people who were hands-on, two of them surviving the attack, and the other one starting that very day to spend 256 consecutive days at the site? Who do you want to believe? Well, I'll unequivocally state that I believe the people I talk to.
Well, for those that don't...
And I don't want to tip the show off completely, so that's why I'm kind of talking in generalities and not naming names.
Sure. Well, I have got a large idea of... I know the inside baseball, and I think people are going to be amazed when they see this tomorrow night. A lot of people couldn't believe this would go on mainstream television. They couldn't believe that you would go on and do the HARP special, and that it would be basically all from our perspective or point of view, because the other side was so secretive and, covered up what was really going on. People are really amazed. This is a watershed event to have the pro-conspiracy view shown. But as you said, you just went out and searched for the truth, and you've shared with me your view on what you think the most powerful episode of the seven episodes is. Do you want to tell folks that here on air?
Well, I'll tell you this. The scariest of the seven episodes, in my opinion, is 2012. And I'll leave it at that. That's the scariest one. The most bizarre one, in my opinion, and again, this is just my opinion, is the Manchurian Candidate episode. Alex, throwing everything aside, the shows are going to be very entertaining. They're going to be informative. And if people even choose not to believe them, they certainly will be frightened by the shows, because if they are true, it is frightening.
Well,
and,
I've talked.
That's what the great thing was about doing these shows. And again, I'm amazed that they're on the air, but, maybe they just think that I don't have the credibility anymore. Maybe they just think that it'll be meaningless. But the other reason I'm glad they're on the air is 100 years from now, I hope that people, when they look back and study about now, will realize that not all of us believed what the government said on things. Not all of us were of the same opinion as the official story. And I think that's very important, because to every story, there's going to be multiple sides to it. And those multiple sides need to be heard. And fortunately, now we've got it on the record. If these seven shows air, there will at least be some type of something on the record, pretty predominantly, that indicates that not everybody believed the status quo.
Well, just to be clear, I have had a chance to discover what is contained in tomorrow night's 9/11 show, and this is the one episode that I personally thought would probably not air, and it still hasn't aired. We'll see what obviously transpires tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. But clearly, I know a lot of people in the production crew, and I know talking to you and others, the 9/11 show, I think, is the strongest and is extremely, extremely groundbreaking and powerful. The information that is going to be aired for the first time in a fair way on national television.
Well, I've seen it, and I stand by everything we did on it. I'm proud of the fact that we did it. I'm of the believer that dissension is the greatest form of patriotism. I say that as often as I can, because, I'm a sucker for honesty, and I'm a sucker for the truth, and I try to turn over everything I can to learn it when I think that there's something suspicious. And, you know, bottom line for me, Alex, is this. We're a country that runs by the rule of law, or at least we're supposed to. And if you follow that rule of law, you have to follow it when it's convenient as well as when it's inconvenient. And I question the fact that how can we convict someone before we've even indicted them? It runs contrary to everything this country stands for, and yet people are accepting this. And what I'm saying is, Osama bin Laden, why has he never been indicted for 9/11? Why haven't the government convened a grand jury, presented evidence enough to the grand jury, which is us citizens, for us to bring down an indictment? It happened 8 years ago. Why hasn't that procedure been followed in our rule of law?
Well,
like the other day, I was watching these hearings where that Senator Graham was grilling Holder, the attorney general, and he asked Holder, he said, if hypothetically you caught bin Laden tomorrow, would you read him Miranda? And here the attorney general hems and haws. I would have looked at that senator and said, absolutely you read him Miranda. It's the rule of the land. It's our laws. You can't just ignore the law because you choose to. And then I would have looked at that Senator Graham and said, well, Senator, is it you who decides who Miranda gets read to? Come on. That's the rule of our land.
Well, Governor Ventura.
Charles Manson got Miranda read to him, Alex.
Absolutely. Well, you've also made the point in national television interviews that 6 of the 10 commissioners say the 9/11 investigation was a fraud, a cover-up. Farmer, the head lawyer, has got a book coming out saying it was all a criminal cover-up, that the Pentagon was lying, that they agreed day one to lie to the public. I mean, you've got to have your head screwed on backwards to not call for a true independent investigation and to have the media call us kooks for simply listening to what the 9/11 commission is saying. That's a fraud. And then we have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed held for 8 years. They threatened to torture his kids. He confessed to everything but killing Kennedy and Lincoln. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was already arrested.
Well, Alex, I don't know about that. I'm not that deep into that knowledge, but I'll take your word on it. Exactly. And you start looking at this evidence and analyzing it, and it just doesn't add up. And yet we're attacked. We're told we're unpatriotic because what? We question. And what's interesting, and I will say this about the 9/11 show, bear in mind, the show starts off with me meeting a 9/11 person who lost her daughter who was pregnant with their grandchild.
Oh, it's powerful.
And she's appealing to me to seek the truth. Well, I'll tell you what, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I
that
think
one
that
mother who appealed to me is good enough for me to go out and ask some questions.
No, it's extremely powerful, folks. We're not gonna let the cat out of the bag. Just watch tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. True TV. It's on cable, DirecTV, Dish, everywhere. Definitely. And I've talked to a lot of people who
Alex,
got their.
Before you let me go, bring me back. I want to give one comment on the global warming.
Oh, now, absolutely, sir. We've got you to the bottom of the hour. Stay there.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Well, I twisted his arm. There's so much to talk about. Stay a little bit in the next segment with us. And then we've got Lord Monckton coming on today. There must be some kind of way out of here from frozen Minnesota to the beaches of Mexico, Governor Ventura.
Well, I'll be getting out of here. I got to go clear my head out for a while. Alex, I don't know how you do it day in and day out. I'm heading down there, and right now all I can think about is dunking my head into the ocean and shaping it, you know, and clearing my head out and start thinking again about taking a deep breath of freedom, which unfortunately, believe it or not, I get more of that in Mexico today than I do in the United States.
Americans have been basted in tyranny until they don't even recognize corruption. Lord Monckton was on Russian television talking about how, in many respects, they're more democratic than England now. Shifting gears into ClimateGate, because that's something you wanted to comment on. You do have a global warming episode coming up later that was produced months ago, and it is critical, and it has Dr. Tim Ball and others, plus you have an incredible insider that we actually ferreted out for you. I'm not having him on the show until that episode airs, just because I don't want to spoil it. But you have an insider with Maurice Strong who worked for him and with him. This is extremely powerful. But the latest on ClimateGate, where they confirm their internal emails from the head UN Climate Center fixing the numbers, hiding the fact that for 9 years the Earth's actually been cooling.
Well, you know, the thing that really rose, got my antenna to go up, was their solution, cap and trade. This is nothing but a shell game, and Alex, even worse than that, here's what it is. We right now pay taxes to our local government, we pay taxes to our state government, and we pay taxes to our national government. This, for the first time ever, will be a tax to a world government. A world tax. That is ridiculous, I think.
Yes.
You know, that we're now going to face taxation from a world entity, and that part of it is unacceptable to me, top to bottom. And the fact that this cap and trade, it does nothing to solve the problem. We all will admit that pollution is bad. We'll all admit that we the less we pollute this planet, the better it is. But when the solution that they come up with does not do anything to solve the pollution problem, that tells me that there's a fraud involved and that the real reason is to make money for people. And that's really what got me over the top, was the fact that this cap and trade is nothing but a shell game. Polluters can still pollute at the same level. All they have to do is buy their way out of it, and they're called neutral. Well, that's absurd, and it's ridiculous, and it's just a way for people to profit.
Well,
and
it is.
If it does that, then I want nothing to do with it. You know, I can't argue with the scientists, because there's scientists on both sides of the issue, and probably whichever way you lean, you're going to side with that scientist. It's just like, how do the buildings of 9/11 fall from fires? You know, you got popular mechanics tells the public, oh, yeah, it can happen easy. You got other scientists that say it's a bunch of crap. And I personally can't figure out how they can fall at the speed of gravity. It defies basic physics.
And you're a demolition expert.
Exactly. Well, anyway, so I'm not going to get into the argument of the scientific end of it. I'll get into the political end of it, which this cap and trade is pure bull, top to bottom. It does nothing to solve the problem, and that's what we're going to have rammed down our throat at this conference. Well, that clearly tells me that the problem can't be that important to begin with if they won't even seek out a solution that would attempt to cure it.
Well, Governor, there's lots of real pollution like toxic waste, overfishing, but carbon dioxide, the amount that humans put out, we exhale carbon dioxide. The EPA is listing it as a toxic waste. It's what plants live off of. They then put off oxygen. I mean, it's a fraud. It's a distraction from all the real environmental problems. And now an internal Copenhagen climate summit is in disarray, or Danish text leak. This is London Guardian. The secret text of the agreement has been released, where the taxes aren't even paid to the UN. They're paid to private corporations, private banks, setting up a private global corporate government.
Horrible. And if we allow this to happen, then we deserve what we get, Alex.
Governor Jesse Ventura, he'll do 5-6 more minutes with us on the other side on some other key issues, and Lord Christopher Monckton coming up. But tomorrow night, the most powerful 9/11 information ever on mainstream television, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ventura. By the way, we've been simulcasting since the start of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers there. And my new film, Fall of the Republic, ladies and gentlemen, has an hour in the 2 hour, 24 minutes on the whole climate fraud, how the banks are setting up a private global corporate government from their own documents. That's now mainstream news today, but in a film I released a month and a half ago, Fall of the Republic, available at InfoWars.com. Governor Jesse Ventura, I want to finish up with ClimateGate and then finally ask you, what are you most upset about? What are you most outraged with currently? But with ClimateGate, how do we have the UN investigate it when they're behind it? How do we have the British government investigate when they're behind it? How do we have the federal government investigate when they want this new taxation control grid over all human activity?
Well, you know, it simply comes back to the fact that we have to protest. We have to let our elected officials know that this is unacceptable, and people have to stand up for what they believe in. In the country now, ultimately, can you prevail? There's no guarantee of that. But certainly, I would hope our country still has the freedom that people are allowed to persist on an opposite viewpoint and not be, you know, attempted to be destroyed just because they think something's different than the status quo says it is. So if you're outraged over global warming and you're outraged over cap and trade, Let your congressmen and senators know that. Because the biggest thing you can do is to make a phone call or write a letter to them. Trust me. Always remember, these guys' ultimate goal is to be reelected. They're there to serve themselves. They're not there to serve us. Career politicians, it's just what it's called. It's their career. Well, they're not going to jeopardize their careers. And if there's enough outrage voiced by the public, they will then listen. If there's no outrage, trust me, you're going to get it rammed down your throat. If there's no threat to their careers, they will do whatever well they damn please.
Well, that's a good point. It's in the news today in the Washington Post and Washington Times that senior Democratic leaders like Senator Webb warned Obama on taking action in Copenhagen, saying, look, this is red-handed fraud. They know the earth's getting cooler. They admit it's just a taxing power grab. More documents are leaking out. The system is bleeding out right now. This is now being called the greatest scientific fraud in modern history, and there's been many scientific frauds. And the Democrats are now panicking, saying, look, you better abandon this. And now the third world countries got the secret documents today that it's really a tax on them to stop their development when they were promised Western money. See, they tell the third world, oh, you're going to get to rob the West. And then when really it's the big banks planning to rob them. So this whole thing is sinking.
Well, I hope that it does. You know, if it don't, like I said, the best thing people to do is be vocal and active. Take that time. Write that letter. Make that phone call. But let me also say this. Be civil with your phone calls. No personal insults. No personal attacks. State your business. State that you that what you feel and how you feel they should react to that. But don't dig yourself into a hole by insulting anyone. That's the worst thing you can do when you make contact with an elected official is throw an assault at them. You don't want to do that. But you can still be firm in your viewpoint. Now, Alex, moving ahead, I'll tell you what's outraging me right now, the war in Afghanistan and the fact that we're going to put 30,000 of our troops in there and increase it, all while this country feels no pain. If we're going to go to these two wars, then it's time to implement a war tax to pay for them. Imagine what we're doing, Alex. We're not overly sending our young men and women over there to die. We're going to make it so when they come home, they'll get to pay for it for the rest of their lives. Because this generation doesn't have the courage enough to either stand up and get out of these wars or at least damn well pay for them if we're going to fight them. I also am outraged that a draft is not being reinstituted immediately. You've got guys that have been over there for 5, 6, and 7 tours of duty. That's inhumane. They need relief. Implement the draft, and you will see the wars not get bigger. You will see them come to an end. Because when little Johnny, who doesn't want to go, gets drafted, and a year later comes home in a body bag, that has a powerful influence on the neighborhood. Trust me.
So you agree with Congressman Rangel that the way to end wars is to have a draft. And my problem with that is the new draft, the National Compulsory Service Act and the National Service Act, they have two different bills, is going. The government's going to be able to decide who gets to stay and who gets to go. And they're going to build a domestic army where they'll get to be basically little Nazi brown shirt thugs spying on their neighbors. And so all the Politico kids, like George W. Bush, they're going to get to be domestic thugs.
Before we jump to those conclusions, let's see that nobody has the courage to bring the draft back in the first place. That's not going to happen. Are you kidding me?
Are you angry at Obama? I mean, has he really gone back?
I'm angry that he would escalate that war over there after he told us he was getting us out. Because I'm an advocate of the true patriot right now is to bring, you know, I wish I had it in front of me, the letter that my son sent to me on Veterans Day, talking about how we have to be diligent, how we've dropped the ball, because it's our job as the civilians to protect our military. And we have not done a good job on that. And what I mean by that is we're to protect them. And this stuff about fighting terrorism by going over and invading countries and occupying the countries with our military, that is going to do nothing to stop terrorism. It's like cap and trade. In fact, it's going to create more terrorists, because if you occupy a nation, they're going to hate you. They don't love you. Imagine for a minute if Hugo Chavez, with all his money, bought some land by Palm Springs and put the Venezuelan army in there. How would we feel about that? Not too good, would we? Well, how can we go around the world and have our bases in 178 foreign countries? And yet, we're supposed to pay for all this. We're not even paying for these wars. We're going to make the very children that fight the wars come back and spend the rest of their lives paying for them also. I think that's pretty pathetic, and we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, in closing, the television show premiered last week to record ratings for True TV, the number one news show in their history. Part two on 9/11 tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. In closing, Governor Ventura, watching you as governor, a maverick, a true rebel, a revolutionary, was very refreshing. Watching the media demonize you and attack you and try to set you up was painful, but you were a statesman. You left after one term. And to see you grow and just get better and better and more informed and more libertarian, more anti-globalist, and to now see your TV show be a huge hit, I certainly hope it gets picked up for a second season. But as you've said many times off air, you don't know until it's picked up, but it certainly should be. And everybody needs to do their job to spread the word about the show. But we salute your spirit of liberty. And as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in the end, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And so a lot of timid people are joining the ranks thanks to your leadership, Ron Paul's leadership, and so many others. And, Governor, have a well-earned extended hiatus in Mexico, and surf's up. Have fun.
Thank you, Alex, and keep up the good work, man. I don't know how you do it day in and day out, but keep talking and keep disrupting the system, because it's the American way.
We'll do it, man.
Between all of us, we won't let the country die. Thanks, Alex. Have a great winter.
You too. Take care. All right. There goes Governor Jesse Ventura. Did I do the Mark Twain quote right? I did it right on CNN. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Did I say it right the first time? Yeah, in time, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And Jesse Ventura is the real deal. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But let me tell you, I know what's in this production piece. I've seen large segments of it. And I've, because last time I was out in L.A. a month ago, they were still editing it. So I haven't seen the finished product. And it's powerful. I mean, this is not Michael Moore banging on doors. This is Jesse Ventura doing it. And I believe Luke Radowski's in there too. We Are Change. I mean, it's certainly in the footage I've seen, they are. I don't know if they're going to be in the finished thing that's done and airing tomorrow. And who knows what Time Warner's doing with their hands in there. But the establishment. I've had reporters the last few weeks ask me, why they think this Jesse Ventura show is actually going on air from our perspective. And it's really because the establishment has lost all credibility. They're losing viewers. They know that the general public wants to know about the New World Order. And I think by putting it on True TV as entertainment, they know it'll get ratings, and they just think that, well, the public's already awake. The UN's admitting world government. Why deny this anymore? And I think that's what's happening here. I have been pitched so many television shows. I have been asked to fly to New York, asked to fly to L.A. I have been involved in TV shows. I have shot pilots with huge production companies and then seen it not air. Seen it not air. And so when Ventura's people are asking me to be a consultant on this and also be in, I'm the only person that appears in multiple episodes, four or five. They're still editing some of them. So coming up in the next 2 weeks, you should see episodes I appear in. Some of them I'm a large part of, other parts just a consultant, and you see me introducing Jesse to people. But it's just good to see it get on air. It's like the Wall Street Journal came here and was going to do a cover story on me, and I said, this will never be printed. If this is not a hit piece, this will not be printed. And I said, did you find what you were wanting? Did you find the dirt you wanted? And no, not really. You know, you don't come in here and open a closet door and 45 skeletons fall out on the floor. Things have to be invented about us, and it really can't be done. Because you judge a tree by its fruits. I mean, how many people have we woken up to the New World Order? How many times have we been attacked by mainstream and alternative media and even government entities? A lot. And that's why I always challenge listeners. Don't get caught up in the infighting, the COINTELPRO, the disinformation. You know you're good. You know you're a patriot. You know you're awake and aware. And so instead of ninnying and spending all your time debating different radio hosts or filmmakers or patriot leaders, chief among them myself, spend your time warning people about the carbon tax. Spend your time warning people about state victim disarmament gun control bills and federal victim disarmament bills and treaty, the gun control treaty with the UN Obama says he's going to sign next year, or blanket open borders and amnesty that will bring in the North American Union and further bankrupt us. Or forced inoculations and how dangerous the vaccines are, warning people about the history of vaccines and the mercury and the cancer viruses. We're going to come back with the winner of the Berlin Film Festival a few years ago. This is just par for the course of the type of short films that are shown to little kids, teenagers, college students. The whole cover of YouTube is our future is being decided at Copenhagen. Almost every video on the front page is pro-global government, pro-tax links. I want to launch an initiative today. I got Texas Monthly here interviewing me for what they say is probably going to maybe a cover story. But I'm going to try to do several YouTube videos today that I really about Copenhagen and all the fraud that's come out there and the latest on ClimateGate. But I also want to do one calling for people in the next week and a half while Copenhagen's going on, the establishment of world government. They're calling it the most important meeting in history, the Declaration of World Government. I'm calling on everybody to make their own YouTube videos. Everyone. I don't care if you're not eloquent. Or if you are eloquent, or if you're mediocre, just get up there, point out issues. We need thousands of videos flooding YouTube. YouTube has more video views than all other video sites combined. Sure, it's controlled. Sure, it's manipulated. Sure, it's bad in many respects. But it's where the fight is with this Schmidt character that owns it, pushing world government and promoting tyranny. We need to take YouTube over and counter their propaganda and make videos about how they're engaged in a bunch of propaganda. Because they're whining and screaming and yelling. All the controlled corporate press and the Fortune 500, they're all redoubling. I mean, I've been watching the news, and I can't believe how mindless and base and ridiculously off the chart. If I was going to make a science fiction movie about a science fiction dark satire movie about the ultimate propaganda state, I would just go point cameras at Copenhagen and show that in the movie. I mean, they've got giant billboards with little girls saying, please, I don't want to drown. And images of polar bears saying they're all dying. They're almost extinct. When they've gone from 10,000 in the Arctic areas to over 45,000. Their numbers are exploding like cockroaches. And they're showing films at Copenhagen that tell school children they're all going to die. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And this video coming up shows humans as a disease spreading across the globe and then blasting off in rocket ships to infest the galaxy as a disease. No, we're not a disease. Jesse Ventura is not a disease. Ron Paul's not a disease. Martin Luther King's not a disease. Leonardo da Vinci's not a disease. We are an incredible species who can produce amazing art and passion and love and honor and creativity and ideas. And the globalists know that, and they want to have a control over society and control over information to dumb us down so they can control future, so they can control the destiny of humanity. We have to wrest control over the future of humanity from these people and let humanity really make the decision what we want to do from there. That's why I don't like football and petty stuff, because it's issues of no significance that don't matter as we're on this planet hurtling through intergalactic space. That's what really matters. And awaken. You don't have to agree with me. Just awaken. Wake up. Wake up. There's more to the world.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ah, Earth. Healthy, strong, and full of life. But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
Oh, they're killing the whole universe, the whole solar system. You've got the globalist parasites with their hookers and caviar and jets and limos saying carbon dioxide's bad. It's not. It's what plants live off of. You've got them running around lying to the public when carbon dioxide is a tiny part of the atmosphere to begin with, and the UN admits it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction that we actually put off and that it's a good thing. But that doesn't matter. We're parasites, and the global government wants to get rid of us. This is what they show school children. This is what's being pushed on everyone. This is what the Fortune 500 is behind. This is what they're promoting 24/7. We got another clip coming up later where they're teaching everybody, oh, we're going to track your car and track everywhere you go and track your carbon footprint and tax you to save the earth. No. It's a Big Brother takeover. It's a global government, private corporate takeover. And we have huge new developments in ClimateGate we're going to be talking about later in the next hour with Lord Christopher Monckton. So you definitely want to stay with us for that today. And then after Lord Monckton leaves us, we are going to open the phones up in the third and fourth hour and cover all of this news and information. And, yes, we're simulcasting the entire four-hour radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I did want to encourage listeners, every month of December, for every year we've had PrisonPlanet.tv coming up on 6 years, next April, we give you 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up for a year, and you pay for 6.5 months, and you get 5.5 months free. And so instead of being $5.95 a month, it comes out to $3-something, and that pays for our bandwidth, pays for our IT people, pays for the cameras, the videos, the travel, making the films. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We have upgraded it. It has super fast servers. All of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live radio show is simulcast with the documents, the videos, the photos, the guest in studio when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And if you can't watch it live every day, we archive higher quality audio archives at PrisonPlanet.tv, commercial free. We also have the archive of the live TV show that we simulcast there for your listening and viewing convenience. Just so much more that we're adding to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can share your passcode. 6 computers simultaneously can log on with the same passcode. So give yourself the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then you can give it to one of your family members. Just explain to them not to share it with too many, or it'll lock them out while people are logged on. It won't do it permanently. And so you can give yourself the gift of PrisonPlanet.tv, download the films, burn them to the disc, give them to people, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception, all my films, all 24 of my films, TV shows going back for years, extras, special extras from the films that only are for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Give yourself the gift of PrisonPlanet.tv and then share the passcode, username, passcode, give it to your friends and family, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.